Today's program has been brought to you by Hearst Ranch, the nation's largest single-source supplier of free-range, all-natural, grass-fed, and grass-finished beef. For more information, visit HearstRanch.com. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit HeritageRadioNetwork.org for thousands more.
Change is coming around the bend.
You are listening to a HeritageRadioNetwork.org special report on the American Farmland Trust 2013 No Farms, No Food Rally on March 13th in Albany, New York. This is your host, Leah Eden. I'm in the studio with our executive director, Aaron Fairbanks. We are on the line today with Jeff Jones, a consultant and an environmental lobbyist, and we are going to be speaking with Jeff about what participants who are going to the rally or potentially thinking about the rally, what they can expect. We're going to be talking some advocacy tips as well as responding to some questions, some concerns from previous attendees, and especially for those who may be going to the rally for the first time. We're going to be setting you at ease. So, Jeff, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Great. So, Jeff, if you could tell us a little bit about both your background as well as your relationship with the American Farmland Trust. What is your role at the rally this year?
Well, interestingly, they have asked me to help give people some tips on how to lobby, which is what we're talking about today.
Perfect.
I have been an environmentalist in Albany, working at Albany for many years, probably more than 20 years, and I spend a lot of time in the Capitol talking to members of the legislature and people on the governor's staff and elsewhere, and so it's something I've been doing for a long time. One of the things that I've been able to notice over the years is that when people come here, they're a little nervous, for the first time especially, a little intimidated by the Capitol and the intricacies of how things operate up here. So I'm hoping to sort of break that down a little bit. The specific organization that I will be that I represent is the Land Trust Alliance, which is a network of about 90 local land trusts around New York State. We are from one end of the state to the other, from the eastern end of Long Island to Buffalo, up into the Adirondacks and the southern tier. It's amazing, really, how basically every part of New York State is represented by these local grassroots, mostly volunteer groups that are setting out to save special places where people live. And it turns out that some of the most special places around New York are farms, especially family farms. And so a lot of the land trusts are very active with the American Farmland Trust. There's a big overlap. Some of the land trusts, in fact, concentrate specifically on farmland preservation. So the two organizations, the American Farmland Trust and the Land Trust Alliance, work very closely together and have, over the last 10 years or so, really accomplished some important things for people in New York.
Awesome. So, Jeff, it sounds like you're actually in the Capitol today. Is that right?
I'm afraid I am. Yes, I tried to find a quiet corner, but there is a lot going on here today.
So, you know, I attended the rally two times, and I'm excited to be going again this year. But I remember, you know, on the bus ride up the first year I went, all of a sudden I had this realization that I had no idea what I was about to be getting into. So I thought, you know, it would be great if you could give us a sense of, you know, when folks arrive, they hop off the bus, who is it that they're going to be talking to, and what's the best way for them to be addressing the folks that they'll be speaking with?
Well, the first thing really that I think people need to remember is that this is democracy in action. You and we are the people who the decision makers are supposed to be working for. We have every right to be here. We have every right to be expressing our opinion. In fact, most people if not everyone that we'll be talking to on rally day will want to hear our opinion. And so the really important thing for everyone to remember is that this is one way to be directly engaged in the democratic process. And there's a lot of people coming through Albany at this time of year, especially when decisions are being made about next year's state budget. So we have to come and express our opinion, or we'll get shunted to the side or even shut out by other pressing interests. So that's what this is. This is about democracy, and that's the attitude that you should bring when you come to the Capitol. Now, when you get here, because the people from the American Farmland Trust do a great job of organizing the rally, you will have been notified about where to go, where to report, and what we will do in the morning is actually have a sort of a rally, a type of an event where we will have people come and talk to us. And that's a very important part of the day, because that is the place where some of the key decision makers from the governor's office, from the legislative committees that directly consider the issues that we'll be raising, the whole idea of no farms, no food, they will come to us, and we want them to see a large, engaged, enthusiastic crowd. And the nice thing about this is that it sort of lets everybody, especially people who have traveled a long way by bus, train, or car, to sort of have a cup of coffee or a cup of tea and a bagel or some fresh fruit and kind of relax a little bit and get into the groove of what we're going to be trying to do during the day. So in a sense, the first go-around is really as part of the audience. Then we shift over to where we do the lobbying. And the lobby visits, which are what I think people are who haven't done it before are a little bit nervous about, we will go, for the most part, to offices of the different lawmakers, and we will meet with them, hopefully, or with their staff, which often happens. And so that's where we will be able to give our opinions directly to the people who represent us here in the state capitol.
So do we say, like, Your Honor, or Sir, or Ma'am, or, I mean, what would you recommend?
Well, you certainly don't say Your Honor. if you are meeting the lawmaker directly, it'll either be Assembly Member or Senator. And you know, it doesn't hurt to say Senator so-and-so, Assembly Member so-and-so, it's great to meet you, thank you for taking the time to meet with us, we really appreciate it. And I want to say right off the top, because this is something that frustrates people. You make a long trip, like in your case, you come from Brooklyn all the way to Albany, and you go to the legislator's office, and you're hoping to meet the person who represents you, and instead of that person, you meet someone on their staff who sits there and talks with you and takes notes. And I want to just tell people that is. Okay, you know, don't be disappointed if you don't directly meet the senator or the assembly member. There's a lot going on, including the fact that the assembly or the senate may be in session, and in which case we actually got a reform passed up here a few years ago that requires members of the legislature to actually be in their seats in the legislature when votes are taking place, and votes are happening fast and furious when the legislature's in session. So it's just there are just a number of ways that people need to not feel that they have been dissed or not properly treated if they don't actually meet with the representative herself or himself. So that's one thing that I always say is very important. The other thing I want to say right away about lobbying is that you never say anything unless you know it's the truth. Don't try to guess. Don't make up anything. What you really are looking for is a dialogue. And whether you're meeting with the lawmaker themselves or with their staff, if they really engage with you and they start asking questions, if you don't know the answer or the leader of your team doesn't know the answer, then this is actually an opportunity to create a dialogue. So don't pretend like you know the answer if you don't. Say, that's a great question. I'm going to find out the answer and get back to you. And that it actually allows the opportunity to create an ongoing relationship. And I'll just say one more thing about this, which is if you happen to be meeting on a team that's meeting with your representative, your senator, or your assembly member, and whether you're meeting them or a member of their staff, and you are actually able to create a dialogue, that's a wonderful thing, because that means if you can actually turn this into more than just a one-time visit. You can send them a letter. You can make a phone call. You can send them an email or even a tweet. Later on, as the legislative session unfolds, you can be in touch with them. So that's one thing that I always think is very important when people come here is don't just think of it as a one-time deal. You're trying to actually build some relationships with the people who represent you in Albany.
Right. That's helpful to hear. That's as someone who I'll be going to the rally this year for the first time. And my biggest concern is if I'm asked a question about something that I don't know the answer about, sort of how do I respond to that? You know, I don't want to look as though I'm fumbling around. And I wonder, you know, you mentioned that a lot of people are coming through their doors. Are these legislators, are they used to meeting with, you know, Joe citizens, people like myself who aren't experts, or are they typically meeting with professional lobbyists throughout the day?
No, they are used to meeting with citizens, especially during the day, especially at this time of year. Yes, they do have those other kinds of meetings, but this is a time of year when thousands and thousands of people pass through Albany to talk to their representatives about different issues. It's actually a good thing. It can be intimidating and chaotic, but they have learned that they need to listen respectfully. And you should assume that that's what's going to happen. So, you know, it is very important. You know, you said the thing that you were most worried about was getting asked a question you didn't know the answer to. Not just that you didn't know the answer, but that you would appear uninformed. One of the main lessons I always try to share with people is that don't worry about that. Be honest about what you know and what you don't know, and then use it as an opportunity to create an ongoing dialogue. That can actually work out to your advantage if you say, you know, that is a great question. I don't know the answer. I'm going to find it out and get back to you. Also, on a good lobby day, and this is a No Farms, No Food is a great lobby day, at the end of the day, you'll be reporting back to the organizers about what different people that you met with said. And they, I know them very well, and they will want to know what kind of questions you were asked, and they will also help with the follow-up. So in some ways, it's a fact-finding mission. Think of yourself as on a fact-finding mission. What do they know and what don't they know? And that will help us as we develop our strategies for trying to accomplish the goals of the rally as we go forward with the legislative session.
And I will say, if you're unsure who your assembly member is or who represents you, a quick Google search and a knowledge of your zip code will answer that question in about 1 minute. So definitely, I think it's great for people to come armed with a little bit of background information. The other thing that, you know,
Can I just jump in on that?
Yeah,
that's such an important point. It really you'll find it's very helpful if to have constituents in some of the meetings. You won't only meet with your representative, but they always like to know if they're dealing with someone who's a constituent. And here's the tricky thing. The legislative districts all changed this year. Their new legislative, you probably heard a lot about redistricting, and parts of it were very controversial, but that's done now. For the next 10 years, the districts are going to be the same shape, whatever they are. And the organizers of the rally will be able to help you know what district, who your representatives are. But you could also spend a few minutes on the web, as you just said, and you can find that out. So that's a piece of information that is very helpful to know.
The other thing that I felt nervous about on my first time was the very first office we went into. We sat down, and you know, the assembly person that we met with asked us all to introduce ourselves. And at the time, I was working as a cook at Gramercy Tavern, and I. You know, I've just felt like a little nervous. So what would you recommend for people with regards to, you know, an introduction, and how much information should we be providing during that kind of intro moment?
That's a great question. First of all, you are who you are, and you're here in Albany. You're meeting the elected officials. So you want to tell them who you are and what you're doing. And the fact that your job, how you spend your days, how you make a living, may not be directly related to the issue. It's not a bad thing at all. It's a good thing because it shows the breadth of the people who are concerned about the issues of No Farms, No Food rally. So you just tell them who you are and don't worry about it. Now, I would resist the temptation to tell them too much about who you are, because you're only going to have probably 20 to 30 minutes for this conversation, if you're lucky. These kinds of meetings never run longer than a half an hour, and you will probably have to leave after 20 or 25 minutes to get to your next meeting. So you don't want to get this too distracted by talking too much, having the people in your team talk too much about who they are, because you do want to get to the main points that you're there to talk to them about, you know, and those points are, you know, protecting farmland from development, encouraging state agencies to buy food grown in New York, and how to develop aid to help a new generation of farmers get farmland in New York. Those are the three broad themes of No Farms, No Food Rally this year. And your team leader will probably start the meeting off, you know, by saying, you know, Senator so-and-so, Assembly Member so-and-so, we are part of the No Farms, No Food Rally. I'm going to ask everyone to say a word about who they are. But before I do that, I just want to make sure that you know that we are here in support of the following three broad items, and then we would like to discuss that with you in a little more detail. So that's really the responsibility of the team leader. Although one of the things that I've noticed over the course of many years of doing these things, that when you have a team, and you might have four or five meetings in the course of a day, during a lobby day here in Albany, by the time you get to the third or fourth meeting, everybody in the room has become professionals, and different people like to take different roles. What you want to do is try to personalize the story in one way or another. And you may not get it, you may not do the best job the first time, but you'll get better as the day progresses. That's one of the fun things about this whole approach to citizen involvement.
Right. And, you know, you bring up a good point. You know, the people who are going there for the new No Farms, No Food rally are going for some very specific reasons. And there are those three broad issues. But I'm wondering, you know, myself personally, there's a lot of issues that I care about related to food issues, related to farmland, that may not be within those three areas of focus. Is this a space where I can talk about other things that I care about or other things that I'm concerned about or want to get my voice heard on? Or is that not quite what this is about? Does that break the focus of the meeting?
Well, that's another good question, and it can be a problem. There are people who have a specific issue that they care so much about, it's all they want to talk about. And so I always urge people to be respectful of the collective agenda of a particular lobby day. So the No Farms, No Food rally is really about things related to protecting family farms in New York, making it possible for a new generation of farmers to establish themselves and succeed, and that's because we want food that's grown near where we live. It reduces vehicle miles traveled and carbon emissions. It's one way to fight global warming. There's a whole host of benefits, plus the food is fresher, and it grows the economy here in our state. So by the time the lobby visits start, we will have talked in the larger group about these issues. Now, in terms of a specific thing that you as an individual might care very strongly about, over and over again I have, and I do this myself, I wait until the agenda of the group has been covered, and then I basically, if there's time or the opportunity, I say I would also like to address an issue of personal concern. I would, and I've done it myself. I've seen people do it. I just think it's important to respect the process of the group. Make sure that the agenda of the day, which is really the reason that you have come to Albany, is laid out for whoever you're meeting with. And another thing is that this is another opportunity to establish an ongoing relationship. If you meet someone, either a legislator or a member of their staff that you really feel a connection with, or who is interested in your particular issue, but you run out of time, you say, "Can I come back and talk to you later? Can I call you on the phone on a day when there's fewer people around?" They'll probably say yes, and that is a very effective way for you to communicate with the people here in Albany.
Wow! Thank you so much. So, I would definitely encourage folks, we're going to be sitting down with David Haight, who's the director of the New York State Office of American Farmland Trust, and he's going to be taking us through a little bit of the organization's history and doing a little bit of background info on the issues that we're going to be focused on for the rally day. So I would encourage folks to tune into that as a prep, and then we'll, of course, get the background info we need when you arrive at the event.
Right.
I think that covers most of the questions we have. I'm just wondering, do you have any other advocacy tips, anything we miss that you want people to make sure that to be aware of?
I there's just two quick things that I want to add. The first one is a lobbying technique, especially if you are meeting with a staff member rather than the legislator themselves, you should find out who they are. Don't when the time comes to go around the room and you say I'm Leah from Brooklyn and this is what I care about. This is why I came today. You also want to find out a little bit something about the person that you're talking to. You know, a typical question I ask is, do you live in and work here in the capital region in Albany, or do you travel with the lawmaker from the district? That's, you know, and also, are you a farmer, or do you have farmers in your family? Especially this, you know, you're more likely to get a yes answer to this if you're talking to someone who is from an upstate district. But, you know, just look for the slightest personal connection. Express the fact, find some way to indicate to whoever you're meeting with that you actually care about them as much as you want them to care about you. So that's one. That's the main thing. That I think if you can establish just a little bit of a human connection, you go a long way toward opening the channel of communication. What doesn't really work is if you come in a confrontational mode and you say, you know, we're here to defend family farms, and if you don't agree with us, then you're a bad person. No, that doesn't work, and no one has suggested doing it that way. But sometimes you get frustrated, and so you want to avoid that kind of approach. Look for the human connection, the personal connection with whoever you're talking to. I think that's my last suggestion.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Jeff. This has been really informative and helpful. I know you've certainly answered a lot of my questions, and I feel a little bit more comfortable about attending the rally this year. So thank you very much.
Great. I look forward to seeing you up here.
Great. You've been listening to a HeritageRadioNetwork.org special report on the American Farmland Trust 2013 No Farms, No Food Rally. It'll be on March 13th, State Capitol in Albany. There'll even be a bus going from New York City. Make sure you sign up for the rally. Aaron, myself, Jeff Jones will also be there. To find out more information, you can either email newyork@farmland.org or go to the American Farmland Trust website, newyork.farmland.org/no farms, no food. Thanks so much. We'll see you out there.
And I push off a cliff, sit on the sea, and let yourself drift.
Thanks for listening to this program on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.